Welcome to Ever Beyond, Beyond. On Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, Call in now on Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1. Or on the telephone is 1-702-879-4770. That's 702-879-4770. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. And of course, that means that this is a call-in show. I haven't got a guest. I am very happy to take in calls and discuss anything you like. I have to say, I'm a little enervated, tired. I've been discussing some harrowing subjects that have been difficult for most people to listen to, it's also difficult to talk about. But they're current things, and they really must be part of what is going on. Now, I just want to, I think this is the time that it can be said. And one of the things that people have been looking to for a long time is this event, which is known as Disclosure. And everybody thinks, oh, Disclosure, well, that's all about the ETs, isn't it, and how the ETs have been contacted by the governments all over the world, and blah, 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 blah. But it turns out that Disclosure is not necessarily, firstly, about ETs. It is primarily about the disclosure of the truth of the people that have been in charge, left in charge, usurped in charge, push themselves in. Anyway, the people that rule over the human race on planet Earth are not benign. They're not even human. They may look like people, but they got the long head thing, and they're not us. But we've been given to them, or they've been looking after us in the same way that a farmer looks after his cattle. And they have the same attitude towards us as a farmer has towards its cattle. If an animal is sick or lame, they don't bother getting it fixed. They'll just shoot it. And it becomes compost. That's the way it goes. It's a situation that is not necessarily benign, and it's not necessarily malign. It has a commercial attitude. It's like a business, that business is the business of making money, and it's not much to do with improving the quality of life of the creatures. I mean, for instance, how many farmers will build a brand new barn just because the old barn if the old barn is still working and still acting as a roof over the head, why build a new one? That's the attitude. If there's anything wrong with the way the human race is looked after, well, it doesn't matter. If they destroy it, we'll build something else. Yeah, but we don't really care about them. This is the idea. Tammy Pepperman talks about it on her Revolution radio show, leaving the farm. Leaving the pea farm, sorry, Terry's talking about corned beef and cabbage. Leaving the pea farm, which is that we are all on a farm. It's planet-wide. We think we live in houses, but we really live in little stalls. We are farmed partially for our productivity, but on the most part, we're farmed on a psychic level. It's unseen. We generally don't even feel it as it happens. But we're farmed on a vast scale, using large mind control techniques, mass scale mind control techniques, about which we've been talking about many, many times on Ever Beyond. Many of my guests talking about techniques of controlling the mind from both within and from without. I have to add, you know, there is voluntary mind control. That's using like the silver method or self hypnosis or something like that. Ways that you can actually improve your life. You can use NLP in a benign way. In fact, you can use all of these technologies that the secret government cabal has. You could make the world perfect. You could use, for instance, you could use HAARP like a Wardenclyffe Tower, like Tesla's Wardenclyffe Tower, to send electricity around the world. But no, it sends heartache and grief. you could use HAARP to send a frequency that will heal all the bacteria in the soil to create. You could make them eat radiation and make raspberry juice out of it, you know. All that, whatever. The point is that the life that we lead is not the life that we think we are leading. It's very much back to the same idea as the Matrix, which is the Buddha's idea, that we're all held in an illusion, and that every time the Buddha says anything, it gets twisted around. But the illusion is also known nowadays as the archonic overlay. You know, we've got technical terms for it. The overlay, which is a mental construct, a construction that we are immersed in. Again, like Morpheus says, you know, if you walk down the road, if you look out of your window, if you go and pay your taxes when you go to church, they're all part of the Matrix. The Matrix. Well, let's just break down a little bit. You know, when you walk out in the street, you see these things, you walk along the pavement because you believe you're going to be safer than walking out in the street. I mean, that's a pretty good assumption, because most of the time, you know, unless the traffic's at a standstill, you could get hurt. So that is one part of the illusion that is good. You know, the pavements are for humans and roads are for cars. That's, you know, that's, but essentially it's an agreement. When somebody, you know, if there were no people on the pavement, then it would be fine, and cars could drive down there at night, maybe, because there's no people there. That's not very clever, but it's possible, and it would work. But essentially, we are held in these ideas that this is for such and such, and that is for such and such. For instance, the other thing is the belief in money, the belief that gold has value. the belief that, you know, let's just break that one down a little bit, because we've been hearing something about this recently, is the idea that gold is actually not a precious, rare element at all, that it's incredibly plentiful. It occurs all over the universe. It's very good at shielding. You know, that's what they use it for. If you look at the original moon landers, that they were all covered in gold foil, because you could have a very, very thin layer of gold and it would produce an enormous amount of radiation protection, and that's why they used it. It's like a Faraday cage, it's like a lead shield, but it's better than lead. Gold, yes. So anyway, very pretty metal, nice and malleable. You can make it into lots of items. Not very good for making scrapers or drills, for instance. You need hard materials for that. But generally, a good what's that word? Oh, I've lost the word. It's malleable. But you can malleable means you can hit it with a mallet. you can bend it and form it. You can mold it. It melts easily. So, you know, it's really quite a handy little metal to work with, and it's very pretty, and it doesn't corrode, unlike all the other ones. I mean, lead is again as soft as gold, maybe softer, but it goes from silver to grey very quickly because it absorbs oxygen. It reacts. Gold is less reactive considerably less reactive and doesn't do anything unless you put mercury on it, interestingly. So yeah, gold. As I said, interesting stuff. It's got lots of very interesting qualities and spiritual qualities and things like that, but it is not actually an incredibly rare material, and it still seems to be being mined, and it's easily recoverable from things, so you can melt down your computers and end up with little gold nuggets if you had enough computers. But basically, your silicon chip, these integrated circuits, use gold wire inside them. Tiny little fine gold wires, but like I said, gold is a good conductor, it's a good insulator, a good, not an insulator, a good absorber of energy and conductor, that's the one. A good conductor of energies, and it will... it's used inside microchips in tiny amounts, but, you know, significant. If you, I don't know what the actual value is. Somebody could probably Google it for me. But you could end up, if you say, let's say, take 100 circuit boards, you might end up with a gram of gold or something like that. But it's still, if you had all of that and you had a little furnace that you could smelt down the metals. You could get a good business out of that, and they do in the East and in third world countries. You get all the old computers that other people regard as junk and recycle them and retrieve the gold from them, and then they have something they can sell. But anyway, gold is still not, although it is regarded as a precious metal, it's not that precious. It's not as precious as silver, for instance. Silver, on the other hand, is a very finite material. It's harder to recover. You can't just melt things down and get the silver back out of them. It is, a relatively precious and has been used for many, many years as a currency standard. The other useful thing about gold, about silver, is that it, if you put it into water and you put an electric current through the silver in the water, you end up with a material called colloidal silver. Colloid means just tiny little bits. Colloids of silver are like tiny, they're like tiny little sharp, you know, tiny little metal splinters, essentially, that slice through the outside of bacteria, kill them. On a nano scale, it doesn't hurt us, but these tiny little creatures, it doesn't benefit. Basically, it discharges the electricity, the electric charge that cells have, and that's how it kills them. So, if you do want to call in, we can talk about that. Does a matrix have boundaries? Souls matter more than gold, and God's glory matters more than national boundaries. So, indeed, our souls are the gold. That is absolutely correct. The souls are the gold that that we are traded in order in the 1930s to pay back the gold to the European bankers who lent them all the money in the 30s, and then then said, "All right," the Americans said, "All right, we'll look after your gold, and we'll give you an IOU, which is called a bond." You can reclaim this IOU, and So then America went about systematically destroying all the countries who had their gold with them, and hid the gold away, and issued more and more fake bonds on the back of those gold gold bars. So what then happened is that there was interest required in gold, and the only thing that, that they had left after selling all the gold to pay all the interest was the actual time of the taxpayers of their country. So this is in the 30s. And you can look this up, and it's all there. I'm being very brief and general about it, but basically people go into detail, more detail about it. But essentially all of our times, all of our working lives have been bundled up, packaged as the product of our countries, America and Britain and Canada, etc. And this is the national insurance schemes that essentially have sold the tax that we're likely to pay in our lives, and that is then hypothecated on and invested in the stock market. And so US of A Inc. has its trades on the stock market, and its collateral is you. So there we go. Not good with Collins. All right. Terry's concentrating on a complaint letter to the AT&T. Anyway. Somebody who captures your soul will always be gold to you. Is that a dream relationship? Now, that's a very, very interesting statement. Isn't it the other way around? Someone whose soul you've captured will be gold to you. Somehow. Some of you, you know, people say, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. That means that they're giving over their energy, their time to serve you, which hopefully should be mutually beneficial. If that doesn't work, then try another one. It's never forever, because forever is forever, and so there's, you know, there's no end to it. So you might as well not do that. But does the Matrix have boundaries? I find that a very interesting question. Is there a boundary to it? I often wonder: is the Matrix only something that exists on Earth? Or does it exist on other planets? Is there a Matrix, for instance, on Mars or on Venus? Is there a Matrix in the Hollow Earth? Some people say that the Archonic Matrix, the Matrix that is created by the Archons, these fourth-dimensional creatures, does that exist on this planet? Or is it something that is solar system-wide? Some people say that it's produced by the planet Saturn. The ways in which parts of our souls are captured, beggars believe, I think. Yes, right. But the idea that the Matrix may have a boundary is quite an interesting idea, because it was I've seen it knocking around the last couple of years. It's the idea that we are living in an enormous hologram, and that we've been... you know, it's the Truman Show, where he goes off, and he goes off across the lake, and it's not a lake, it's not an ocean, it's a lake, and he bumps into the the outer wall and sees that there's a little staircase that leads to the outside, and it's like a warehouse, you know. He's like in the outside world, much like the people who come out after the Big Brother scenario. He's in the outside world, realizing that he's been on an inside world. And that must be a terrible feeling. I wouldn't be smiling at the end of that. So, yeah. But there you go. So, the ways in which Beatrix is saying, excuse me. I just need to. Hey, let's put the call at the. I'll have a sip of tea while I put the run this.
Call in now on Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1. Or on the telephone is 1-702-879-4770. That's 702-879-4770. 4770. This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yes, yes, I really am. I'm asking you to call in. I haven't had a call-in show for ages. I do know that there are people listening on various stations. There's people listening on Ever Beyond Radio. There are people listening on No Borders Radio. And there are people listening on Wolf Spirit Radio. And it's really nice to have you all here. So let's have a look. Let's see who's up there on here. Well, yeah, so basically you can tune in and you can call on wolfspirit.switchboard1 on Skype, and we get a lovely sound and everything like that. Oh dear, I'm very tired today. Why am I so tired? I had a good night's sleep. Long sleep. There's been a sense of rest, unrestfulness. You know, you might go to sleep, but you wake up and you still feel tired. Let's say I have been to sleep and I wake up, I still feel tired. Let's own this. There we go. So, where were we? Gold, silver, Matrix, selling your souls by the pound. You know, they're selling your souls in bulk, essentially, which is what your national insurance. Very good. Hang on a second. I'm going to just have a good yawn. I'm going to play this jingle again.
Call in now on Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1. Or on the telephone is 1-702-879-4770. That's 702-879-4770. This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
Okay, here we are back. I'll try and stay awake through my show. Good God, wake up. Anyway, so here's the thing. In terms of the soul, what is it that the soul has in order to express itself on this planet? It has you, and it has your time. And that's all it has. Okay, and most of the time, you, i.e. the personality, is doing something else. Well, I mean, a lot of time is legitimately spent eating and sleeping and maintaining the vehicle itself. Checking the brakes. Make sure that it's got enough oxygen. Yes, you have to spend an awful lot of your time here, you know, maintaining it. And then what we have to do, we have to go out and earn the rent to keep the roof over the head, to keep the vehicle warm. So that takes up a whole other amount of your time. And then, at some point, and it's usually about the age of 35, but it's been building up since you were 28. These are cycles, you know, people know about these cycles. This is a cycle of the soul expressing, and the Saturn return, and things like that. Oh, I haven't had any coffee. Maybe I should have some coffee. I've been drinking, I drink my tea, but maybe it's not doing the thing today. Anyway, so we're talking about the expression of our soul has a very, I mean, okay, so take away, say you've got a week and, you know, you spend five of those days working, and the rest of the time, i.e. the weekend, you have time to do all the things that you didn't have time to do during the week, you know, all the maintenance and repairs and going out and buying food and things like that. And then we have one day left for the soul, and what do? You go to church and you get told what to do. When you look at it from this perspective, do you see how ridiculous that is? That you're spending your precious soul time not expressing, but being told that it's wrong to do that. Anyway, so step out of the house of worship. Put the radio on loudspeakers, put the internet on loudspeakers, listen to this show, and enjoy the alternative Sunday service here at Wolf Spirit Radio, where we get some philosophy, we get some deprogramming, we get some people's stories, we get healings, and we get our life coach, Eva, who seems indomitable no matter what life throws at her. She's up there and positive on it. So these are the models that we're putting forward. Is this a better time to spend with your soul? I know. And if not, if you feel that you should be doing something that you would love more than doing this, that you would love more than expressing your soul with other souls, then by all means, go and do it. Don't let me stop you. I mean, I will just have a look at the listeners. No, it's not dropping down. Right, Excel, O2, oxygen at the same level. All right. Okay. Don't put gold and silver in your mouth because the two different metals will be at war. Yes, they'll create a current. If you have two dissimilar metals and a electrolyte, you have what's called a battery, or you have a battery cell, and it will create electricity. And that's why when you put aluminium foil into your mouth with mercury fillings, mercury amalgam, a current is set up using your saliva, and that's why it hurts like hell to put aluminium foil in your teeth, unless you haven't got fillings. If you've got fillings, you can chew away, enjoy. But I wouldn't put aluminium in my mouth. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I mean, there's different churches, and the churches that I particularly like personally are the Quaker type, where people sit around and it's a circle kind of situation rather than a pulpit and flock. You know, I'm not a sheeple, I'm not a sheep, you're not either. You know, we don't need shepherding, we know our way. What can I say? We know the way. And the way is within. The way comes from within, and the way comes from the things that we love to do. And everybody loves to do different things, you know. Some people love crocheting. Some people love carpentry. Personal favorite of mine. It's what I do to relax, you know. Some people love playing guitar. Some people love playing xylophone. In fact, whatever it is to take you to a place of that you're like a five-year-old, you know, you're in your inner child, and these societies, empires, archons, whatever you might call them, whatever their expression, are they designed? Well, we could say that they're designed to take you off that path, to take you to do something different, to go somewhere, be something, do something that you never really wanted to do. Now, sometimes things that you never really wanted to do are great, you know. Maybe I didn't want to go and climb that hill because I felt that I would be too exhausted at the top. And then, you know, my friend schlepped me up the hill, and there I am, I'm standing at the hill. Oh, what a wonderful view. There you go. Wasn't it all worth it? Yes. All right. You're right. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm more talking about dragging people off in the middle of the night and abducting them and torturing them, or doing worse things. You know, there are loads of things that... That could be done to you in a night, and then you drop back in your bed and you're told it's a dream. So, hello, try Wolf So we are here at I'm just going to check all the chat rooms to see if anyone's saying anything. Well, is there a anybody who would like to talk to me? You don't have to talk about this stuff. Indeed, I'd be happy to speak about anything else than this. It's an open show. I'm just talking because it's been a weird week. Yeah, really. Oh, Jupiter in Leo, that's nice. Yes. Well, I'm just having a look through chat rooms, seeing if anybody's saying anything to me, but obviously not. But it's good to see you all. It's good to know that you're all here listening to Wolf Spirit Radio, to No Borders Radio, and indeed to Ever Beyond Radio. And that is, they're all, actually, it's noborders.co.uk, everbeyondradio.com, and wolfspiritradio.com. And it's good to speak to you all. We are a listener-supported station on all of those places, apart from No Borders. No Borders is supported by Ben as part of his gift to No Borders Radio. So, if you would like to contribute to Wolf Spirit Radio or Ever Beyond Radio, there are donate buttons that you will find, and they will arrive in their appropriate PayPals, and you can stick your credit card in or your PayPal account and anything like that, and it will do. Any donation is good. In fact, you don't need to just, you know, if you want, there are things that we offer that will also help to support us. For instance, there's access to Wolf Spirit Radio's archives, to all of the shows that you hear on this station all week. You have all the different hosts, Rebecca Jernigan, Matt Navarro, myself, Will Spencer, many, many more. I can't even remember to mention. But all of the archives are available for a very low $5 a month, and that gives you blanket access to everything. We've had broadcasts since 2010. Dave and I have been running this station since then, and we put out for free. We don't charge you a penny. We ask, you know, if you want to listen to the archives, that's fair enough. But to broadcast free, we are broadcasting free, free as in gratis, free as in nothing. I mean, you don't have to pay a penny. But the problem is that we haven't got a penny either. And we're doing this on a shoestring, and hope that you can help to support us. Oh, hello. Yes, and Turtle Island News. Tracy and Two Dog and Co. are all up there. And, actually, if anybody wants to call in from any of these affiliated stations, I'd be very happy. But if you want to just call in on the Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1, wolfspirit.switchboard1 on Skype, call in and say hello, and we can talk about stuff. I could read your rays if I haven't done so already, or we could discuss what it's like when Moon conjuncts Mars in the sky. How's your headache? Mars ruled by Aries, Aries ruling the head. I just seem to have it all the time. Anyway, so back to where we were. Yes, it's very quiet in the chat room. It would be lovely to have questions of any kind. even, you're an idiot, JP. Something. I know you're listening. So, back to disclosure. We all thought, all of us in the truth movement, thought that disclosure would be Barack Obama coming up on TV saying,
"Fellow Americans."
I can't do his voice, no. "Fellow Americans." He's got this kind of, "Fellow Americans." Anyway, no, it sounds whiny now. But anyway, he'd come on the thing, talking from the Oval Office, saying, "Fellow Americans, here we are. Here is Throd from Zog, And over there is Thrin from Three. And we're just going to tell you that they've been watching us for a long time, and it's time for them to say hello. That's what we thought Disclosure was going to be about. Turns out that the first thing that we have to disclose, that has to be disclosed, is the satanic paedophile network that is currently connecting and creating and sustaining the Archonic Overlay System. And what that means is that they're continuing to traumatize and mind control. This has been going on forever. It's not a modern thing. This is what's been going on since the Babylonian Empire, the Roman Empire, the American Empire. It's still going on. It's the same thing. People are traumatized and using PTSD and mind control programming. They're created into a belief system. And, you know, whether you're an academic, if you've been to a university and you've gone through the whole channel and all of these, gone through all the hoops, you've basically gone through a mind control situation, and you are now completely filtered. You cannot accept any real reality, because you only accept as reality that which is given to you by the authority. And that's the aim of mind control, is to create what is now known as a handler. Actually, as Dorothy Mackey was outlining in her program, the whole program has been expanded to create small teams of people. Each one of them is a programmer, one of them is a handler, one of them is another. And so the whole situation has kind of virtually been industrialized. You know, they can probably traumatize and mind control a vast number of people, you know, in a small amount of time, and used to generate massive amounts of fear porn. Yes, well, fear porn is what keeps it all going, because, funnily enough, people like to be scared, don't they? You know, people like to watch horror movies with that sound. Yeah, if you watched a really scary movie and you turned off the soundtrack, or you turned the bass down, you listened on a laptop, it wouldn't sound half as scary, because you wouldn't have that low frequency. I was listening to a lecture the other day about frequencies, and one of the things that the guy was saying is that in nature, low frequencies generally mean bad news. You know, they're like earthquakes, thunderstorms, gunshots, you know. They usually mean something you don't want to be around. So when you are flooded with these low frequencies, you watch a movie and, you know, little child with a teddy bear in hand, you know, walking up the little stairs. You know, something bad's going to happen to this little child. It gets more intense. And then the high frequencies kind of come in. You're whipped up into this state. You're expecting something terrible to happen. And then, oh, hello, darling. It's Granny. Who later turns out to be a werewolf. But anyway, am I looping? Am I looping? No, you shouldn't be looping. Where's the loop? Maybe it's your player that is looping. I don't think I'm looping. Had a deja vu there. Maybe I said something twice. Ha. Huh. So, very strange. So, if you'd like to call in, I'll stop talking about random stuff. Now, where was I? So I was talking about the fear porn, and fear, and the basic agenda is to create a small amount of anxiety, that we live in this soup of anxiety. One of the things that they do is to mains frequency, for instance. There we go. Here's a good one. Here's a subtle one. The frequency that is congenial to humanity, is a frequency known as 432. That means that it cycles 432 cycles a second. What that means is that it's a product of the whole number 2 and the whole number 3. Basically 432 is, if you keep dividing it, and when you divide a frequency, you're dropping it an octave. So do 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 do, that drops it down a half of the frequency. And so when you get to the low notes, you're getting to 108. Now 108 is a sacred number to many, many people, and it's a number of beads on a rosary, for instance. That is also the frequency that I believe is the activating frequency for the sarcophagus in the Great Pyramid. And then we come down and we drop 108 to 54. Now, if you have mains, what I call mains is wall socket electricity, and in America you have 110 volts at 60 hertz. That's 60 cycles a second. And in Britain we have 240 volts at 50 hertz. And I have to say, that hurts a lot more. It's a lot of hertz. It's twice the voltage, more or less, in Britain. And you can get a really, you know, you could kill yourself with British mains. But in America, you just get a good jolt. So, where I was going to is that what's interesting is that the frequency of the hum of your equipment. So, for instance, your fridge, your freezer, your amplifier. If you're a guitar player, you play electric guitar. When you stand and you take your hands off the guitar, and you don't ground it anymore, you're letting it sing, and it becomes an aerial, and it picks up this sound. I'll give you an example. Let's see, I'll plug that into the guitar here. And as I turn up the volume, that's not exactly the hum that I'm looking for. Oh, there we go. There's the hum. Okay, so that's the sound of British hum. Which is why, if you're listening in America to a rock band like Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or the Beatles, any of the hum that came on will be that frequency. That's 50 cycles. And if you listen to American music, any of the hum that you get there will be 60 cycles. The one that I remember most is, it's at the beginning of a Blondie record, and Chris pulls his guitar plug out and makes this squealing sound, and you hear the hum with it as well. Basically, those frequencies are neither 54 hertz. And if I was a king of the world, and I could do it, I would set that frequency all around the world to 54. Because it would then start producing a pleasant feeling. So you would walk along the power line, along past a power pylon, and you would start smiling because it would be a pleasant frequency. It would, in fact, be a healing frequency, because the second octave of that is 432, and 432 expressed as an electromagnetic wave that, expressed like a radio transmitter instead of as an audio sound. But if you express that as a audio wave over scalar in a coil, a Tesla coil, or just any antenna, it will actually produce healing in the human body. You can Google this. There's people who've done it all over the world. 432 hertz is a magical frequency, and it's the tuning of music that creates a certain amount of harmony. I've spoken about this a lot on earlier shows. You can look up on my archives, Ever Beyond Radio. 432, just have a look for that. 432, all sorts of information about 432, but essentially it was instilled by the Nazis in 1930s. Joseph Goebbels had created a new standard which took it from 432 to an apparently more metric, cleaner 440. 440 is just a tiny bit a higher frequency. It's only by 8 cycles a second, but those 8 make all the difference, really, because there are things that are resonating with 432 naturally in our bodies, and by being exposed to 440, it just puts a slight jar to it. If you were to make a heterodyne with 8 cycles, you would know about it. It's very clangy, very clashy. Who designed the rosary? The Jesuits? I don't know. Maybe something you could look up. That's I'm not talking about just the Catholic rosary, by the way. I'm specifically talking about the Buddhist mala, M-A-L-A. And it's that you see Buddhists wear this necklace, and that's the number of beads that are in the main round, 108. And basically, you roll each bead in your hand, and you say Om Mani Padme Hung, and then you go to the next one, Om Mani Padme Hung. So saying Om Mani Padme Hung 108 times has a resonance, and that creates a resonance that goes out from you into the local area. And in fact, if you were to do this, if you walk down a ley line, going Om Mani Padme Hung, Om Mani Padme Hung, Om Mani Padme Hung, or whatever your belief system allows you to do the equivalent of, it will absorb the negativity in the ley line that you're walking on, and it will transform it and flip it back to a love energy. Because basically, satanic abuse, one of the reasons for it is to instill negative energy into the ley lines. Again, it's fear. It's putting fear into the ley lines, and we're connected with the ley lines. We have chakras in our feet. They connect through the mycelium, the fungus connects in through the land to the local ley line. It's like a big kind of network of conduits and channels that connects everybody to everybody, except that we've had our ability to physically hear it switched off. This is something to do with the machinations of the Anunnaki and the Atlanteans all those years ago. That turned it all off, which is why we're not telepathic, but everything else is. We go around, we're like going around screaming and shouting to people, but we can't hear it, so we don't get it. Except if you're incredibly sensitive, you can feel other people shouting and screaming at you, and it's not pleasant, so you tend to want to stay away from people, and you hold yourself up in a little house near a forest, and just try and keep a sane lid on your brain. So yes, 432, 108. The whole connection between 432, the healing frequency, 108 being an octave of 432 is again a healing frequency. That will, if you do something 108 times, it has a beneficial effect. It's a that's what it, that's, you know, just one of the things that happens. Have I seen the music? So I'm just getting a question from the chat room on Ever Beyond Radio, which is, have you seen the musical symbols in churches on the arches? And the answer to that is yes. And if you were to go to YouTube and Google search for the Rosslyn Motet, R-O-S-S-L-Y-N, M-O-T-E-T, two very odd words. Rosslyn is the Rosslyn Chapel. It's called Rosslyn Chapel because it's on the Rose Line, which is a great big ley line that runs up the Britain. Rosslyn is a place where there apparently is a Freemasonic temple that is underground and very much like the Temple of Solomon, and that there's supposed to have been some artifacts that were in fact buried there. So that's an interesting thing, isn't it? So all of these little things, the expression of music as a frequency that is tweaked up a bit, it's just added a little bit of tension. I mean, literally, if you're tuning a guitar, you add a tiny bit of tension to your strings. Literally, if you are underneath a electricity power line, that's what they call high tension. It's charge, it's got a lot of charge, and because we're electrical beings, we're affected by charge, we're affected by frequency. There's no two ways about it. It is a we are as much susceptible to a lack of electricity as we are to a lack of water. In fact, what does eating food do? In the end, it's to produce electricity in our cells, which brings me to the conclusion that we're not really meant to actually eat food, in that we're like, food is like a kind of backup battery food source. It's like a solar panel, it'll just suck in whatever energy it can get from its environment, but essentially we actually run on the star that lives inside us. But that star is what we call the soul. And as I was saying before, you don't give your soul very much time to express. Thing is, if you start expressing your soul, you become unstoppable. You have a vast amount of energy. You're joyful. There's nothing that can stop you. And so the powers that be and those of us, those other human beings who are caught into this whole stupid idiot trap that's what it's for, this is what life's for, hold us and prevent us from expressing our soul. So, there we go. Now we have a caller. Hello, Tracy.
I'll take that as a yes.
which was that?
Hi. Oh. Should I call in?
Oh, that, yes. Yeah, no, you had a blanket invitation anyway. Anyway, so how are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. Everyone's got their air conditioning on and the sound is driving me insane. Pretty much. We had a couple strange events here. Kind of on topic anyway. Early this morning, about 4, it looked like, I guess, ball lightning. It looked like there was an explosion, but there was no rain. I didn't hear any thunder. And, you know, I might have slept through it, but it looked like an explosion and it was white. The weirdest thing lit up the sky. But just for like a couple seconds.
So what do you think that was?
I got nothing. Other than, you know, we've talked about how energetic our skies are, how our resonant frequencies have knocked themselves up, almost knocked it. We're still getting a lot of events of buildings just exploding and cars just exploding and GPS not working and planes falling out of the sky. So I think energetically things are really heating up. Also, the solar wind has increased and they've got no idea why, because the sun is really inactive right now. They don't know why that's happening. Well, I'm sure they know why. They're just not saying why.
Yeah, exactly. What are they not saying?
Yeah, a lot.
So, I've got, you know, I'm going back. I've got another headache. You know, when was it? It was a couple of months ago that I had this headache for a
really
whole, you know, for a month. And I've got it again. It's the old steel band kind of headache. Steel band across the head, as I take off my copper band across my head, that might help. It's very much like a detox headache, and I'm part of me is thinking it might not be so malign. My girlfriend's going around saying, you know, this is HARP doing this to us. You know, we're feeling terrible. I'm not convinced that it's actually HARP or HARP-like things, electromagnetic broadcasts, although there is and has been sometimes in the last couple of weeks a sense of an artificial frequency that is overlaid. Have you had any of that or spoken about that?
I haven't spoken of it. I've just been talking about what we know for sure is really happening. And I think what it's done is because, you know, as you were mentioning, different frequencies are being used in England than here. And I think stuff is just bouncing off each other now, and it's causing another frequency to almost be implanted over top of everything. So, yeah, I guess, that's artificial. It's something else that has to combine. So it's almost a binaural beat.
Yeah, this is... that's what I was going to say. If you took the British on one ear and the American on the other, you would get a binaural beat. And for years, I've been thinking about this for years, and the heterodyne, which is what a binaural beat is, the heterodyne is the mixing of two signals, two dynamic signals, creates the sum and the difference of the frequencies. So you get four. If you mix two frequencies, you get four, and you get the sum and the difference. And so the sum will come out as what's that? 110, and the difference will come out as 10, which is interesting. And I'm wondering if it's exactly 10 or if it's 10 1/4, which is our alpha frequency. We know about that, don't we?
We do, and that would make us all nice and, you know, easily mind-controlled. And we know they're sending out messages and signals. I can't wait till that movie comes out, too, The Signal. I want to hear what they say, because I'm definitely hearing it. I talked to Gerald today, and he's hearing it, and he's even further north. We're getting inundated by the frequencies, especially the Canada-US border and up. And the further north you are, the worse it is. The people in the Arctic are saying it's horrendous up there.
And how long has it been going on for them?
Well, they've had a bunch of unusual events for the last 10 years, like yellow rain. They're getting all of our pollution, freezing and stuff. But the sound that I've been going on, and you know I'm always very sensitive to frequency, and they've been saying for the last 2 weeks it's nuts, but for the last 2 years they've been mentioning it, and not too many were people were talking about it back then, and now people all over the world are hearing this hum, and it's driving some people crazy. So to put an alpha wave there would make sense. They're trying to calm people and, you know, send their official programming, whatever that may be.
Yeah, wherever that's going to take us. But why are they trying to? What is it that they're trying to calm us down from? And is it the same sort of thing? Is it like a kind of frequency fluoride or something?
Calming us down so we don't pay attention to what's really happening on this earth. Like, we just had another radiation spill in just outside of Ottawa at the Chalk River nuclear reactor. That one had a huge spill in 2010, and it looks like it just had another one today. So I think the radiation is becoming a worldwide problem. So many people are talking about diabetes and bone problems, and a couple doctors I've spoken of says that everyone on this earth has some kind of osteoporosis right now. And they don't want us to know. They'd rather us, you know, spend our time fighting each other and fighting their wars. And there seems, you know, we could talk about there being a world war now. I don't know how many different countries have to be fighting till we call it a world war, but there's troops all over the place shooting each other. People are losing it. Like, the strange acts of violence are increasing. The zombie events that I've talked to people about are also increasing. And it's a time, you know, we're all trying to stay calm and be centered and look in instead of out. And I think the majority of us are doing that. But it's the ones who are not maybe just learning or just starting their trek into what the heck's going on, aren't really handling this new time well.
So the thing that I was talking about before, I don't know what your thoughts were when I said it, but I believe that the disclosure event is well underway, and that all of this paedophile scandal and the Franklin cover up and all of this stuff is coming up, because that is the first part. That's the main part of the disclosure, is that we need to know that the so-called governments aren't really in charge and they're just abusing everybody.
A lot of things like that, a lot of ancient cities and civilizations, they're coming out and talking about that now, talking about artifacts from all over the place that they've known about, but they're talking about it. So depends on what people are looking for disclosure-wise, but yeah, we're seeing more and more, and people are talking more and more about what's going on. And if that's part of the distraction, look at this instead of look at that. Because there's such a combo of events going on right now.
Well, exactly. So, it's a I can say it. Yeah, it's a shitstorm, it's designed to overwhelm. Because they've been holding back all these years of not allowing the truth out. The truth embargo is not necessarily just about ETs. It's also about all the others. What really is money? What really is what gold is all about, like I was saying before? You know, all of these lies, that's part of the truth embargo. We currently believe everything that is a lie and dismiss everything that is true in general.
It's so difficult when we get so much information now to pick through it and think what's really happening. The nice thing is people are talking to each other and we're getting more news from people saying what's going on in their area and what they feel about it, and That's good.
Yeah. So interesting. So I'd like to take a break, and then we can I'm going to throw some frequencies at you, folks. This song is by the Smiths, and this uses an ultra-low frequency, it's a very pleasant ultra-low frequency. This is called How Soon Is Now, and a lot of people love this. Here we go. There it goes. Feel that frequency. The Smiths, How Soon Is Now. Very sad song, all about very shy people. Actually, I think most of the world is shy. You know, like 90% of people are really shy, and like it's only 1% who are really like extrovert and like look at me. And that's the way of the world. Anyway, so How Soon Is Now, brilliant. I love that, the tremolo pulsing sensation. I regard it as a kind of sonic massage. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And my particular love of that particular song, because it's got two of my favourite sounds in it. And the first sound is that, and the other one is, oh, sorry, I can't do it. That's more harmony, sorry. That slidey guitar thing. I do it myself on a track. Maybe I should play that one later. I'll play Slow to Surface later. I use similar things. It was a sonic massage there from the Smiths. So Tracy, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
You're still there. That gave me a chance to have a sip. So where were we? You were just about to go into a topic which was quite
serious. Where's it going?
Where were you going? All right, okay. So
where is it going? Where would you like me to go?
Perhaps we should listen to the feed to see how they're going. Oh, look, Sam Squash has been... oh, yeah. Actually, we were talking about the weather. And one of the things that was happening today is I noticed I could feel the tension coming up. And I looked at the sky, and it was that familiar sort of slightly grey-gold kind of thing going on there. And I thought, uh-oh. And so I whipped out the cable to the modem that connects it to the system, and 20 seconds later the whole power went out. Probably, you know, there might have been a few modems lost in that, but I think I saved my modem, so you can thank my perspicacity that you're hearing this show tonight. Otherwise I'd be wandering around scratching my head, how can I get these dead old modems working. Anyway, so yeah, there's been some lightning and storms. In fact, we had some fantastic hail before. It was really hard and heavy. Nothing spectacular like those big sort of football sized ones that you know they've been dropping on Michigan. So what's been going on your end? You had a strange fireball thing? Fireball, Excel fire.
I'm not quite sure what that was. It looked like an explosion. And I got up to see it. Just lasted for a moment. It was a very bright white light. I'm like, oh, good. Something. We just had a nuclear bomb or something. I had no idea, but there was no smoke. And it felt like it was really close, and it looked like it was close. So, I don't know. The sky just decided to explode. That's what it looked like. The strangest thing.
And there were no, like, patterns in the sky that looked like, oh, there was a, you know, that anything's been displaced. Weird. And did it, well, obviously, you know, you were probably inside. Did it seem to come from any particular direction?
It was west. Directly west of me. West.
The west.
Which is? If that nuclear vent I told you about was a little stronger than what they've been saying, then it was a flash of that I saw, because that's the direct direction it would have been.
Well, that sounds like, you know, it's probably like the transformer going or something like that.
Yeah,
that would leave a smokeless. That would make a smokeless bang and flash.
Yes, there was no sound.
Hmm.
Just light.
Yeah, then that's maybe a distant one, or maybe the maybe it was in a valley or somewhere that the sound would go up, but it would light up the sky, wouldn't it? So, interesting things going on in the skies. What's new on the solar system front, Trace?
Well, solar system-wise, we're having an increasing amount of solar winds with almost no activity from the sun. So that too is really odd. And scientists are actually doing something which is cool by saying, yeah, we don't know what that is or why, but we're being inundated by that. And Jupiter and Saturn, again, are signaling us. Saturn's actually set out a pulse again like a star. And we've seen a couple planets do that in the last year or so. So it's not just our planet reacting to all of these incoming energies. It's the entire solar system and beyond.
So these are like little electric sparks that are jumping between
planets.
Now this may be... Oh, hang on, I've just been thinking about this. Right, so if you have... all right, so you've got a bunch of charged bodies moving through space, and the sun is electric charge, and it emits its charge to the planets, and there's a step-down transformer, and the planet steps its thing down to its moons, etc. That if the area... So normally it works with a vacuum that is pretty clear, it's pretty empty. But what if we move into a place that is like full of tiny metal particles, so that the energy you needed to cross, used to, for instance, that voltage, maybe it took a million volts to jump a kilometer, say, or something like that. But now it might only take 10 volts to jump a kilometer, because like space is essentially like a metal conductor. Do you think that could be an explanation for it?
Yes. If the atmosphere, for lack of a better term, between the planets is charged already, everything is going to move faster. Just like electrical circuits in the brain, it's almost as if the entire cosmos is working like a neural net. And it's moving faster and faster and faster. It's like the cosmos is building itself back up to be connected, because we are getting a lot of faster and faster moving energies from further away. We've seen a couple of things in the last week that we've never seen before, scientist-wise, and talking about disclosure, saying these energies are coming in. It really, to me, feels like the neural net of the cosmos is recombining, connecting.
So is it like the cosmos has had a trauma, and we're trying to repair it, perhaps.
Because we know as people get smarter and learn new things, even if you like learn a language or start playing music, your brain starts wiring faster and faster and faster, building up all these new little networks so things don't take as long to process. You start learning an instrument, it takes a while to do it, and it's not just hearing it and repeating it, it's you're building up pathways to get it. And it feels like the entire cosmos is doing that, as if we had all gone through a trauma. Because I think what happens to us is happening everywhere, in a way. So it's also starting to vibrate faster. Maybe now we are organs, and it's cool that we call them organs, because think of a piano. We send out signals. Our body sends out signals. All of our signals intertwine and signal to the planet. The planet sends out a signal to the cosmos. The cosmos hears the combined signal and repeats back, sends us back a message. So we're sending out things faster and faster, and the more of us that are paying attention to those things, we're getting a little louder, and it looks, I feel like the cosmos is hearing us and signaling back.
Yeah. You know, interesting what you say about everything being, like, we're getting, when you talk to people, you talk to your guests on the show, talk to your friends, everybody that is around you, and certainly that is around me, appears to be experiencing similar energies, but reacting in their own personal way. But essentially, we're all experiencing the same thing. And I'm now talking to people in Canada, like yourself, and in California, like our friends, and all over the world, in Australia. And everybody's getting the same kind of input energy. And what that seems to mean, it's not the planet. It might not even be the solar system. I think it's from outside. I think it's from... This is galactic. This is what we've been waiting for. And that on a larger scale, I think you're absolutely right. We're in a hologram, and the hologram is of a being that is healing itself and waking itself back up again. And it's a bit like it's just had a blow on the head. Somebody's given it a rabbit punch and knocked it out, and we're just kind of coming round. So I think that's a very, very good analogy, Trace.
Thank you very much. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like to me. It's the way I'm seeing it. Anyway.
Awesome.
And
come.
Oh, go on.
No, and?
Oh, and you and I have both been talking about frequencies and energies and light and water, and the fact that we all seem to be working with it in one way or another. Like, on the same day, at least 5 people told me they were energetically trying to send out really good vibes, not just for themselves, but mostly for other people and the planet and the cosmos. And we all seem to, this one little group started around the same day doing a very similar thing. So we're all kind of reacting to what's going on. We approach things differently, but we're all trying to do something because we feel it. The people that are listening to us, they feel it, or they wouldn't listen to us. They just think, that's crap, I'm hanging.
That's right. You know? Well, you know, we've over the last few years gathered people that are into the sort of things that we're into, and it's really great. I have to say, I've been receiving some letters this week, some emails, more than I've ever had, actually. I have to say, I've had more responses of emails this week than I've ever had, mainly because I think people could hear my distress when I was talking about this stuff on Journeys last Monday. I was discussing the whole sort of paedophile scandal and the whole network of, you know, all that stuff that lies behind it and how it connects in. I've had loads of letters, well, a few, more than I've ever had. So, but it's people who have been listening who have never spoken. And I just want to say thank you to those of you who have. And to those of you who haven't, please do. I don't bite. I'm quite friendly. And I'll say thank you, and thank you for giving me your responses. Sometimes I think I'm just talking to no one, so there's no point. But I think I get too easily discouraged like that. But you know, it's like that when you don't have a script and you just kind of make stuff up off the top of your head, which is probably why you script yourself. You write your scripts, don't you, Trace? Oh, geez, oh, tea's ready. Oops. So, anyway, meanwhile...
I'm back, sorry.
What's this? Sorry. No problem. No problem. But, where was I? Yeah, scripting. So, being able to come up with a show kind of directly off the top of the head, week after week, it gets tiring after a while. But I don't seem to be running out of topics. And what's interesting is sometimes I'll come up with a topic and I'll be talking about something that I was just kind of interested in personally a few years back, but now has become part of the whole rejuvenation, rebuilding agenda of the truth movement, light workers, the good people on the earth. Anyway, it's like, you know, I'm interested in electricity and how you can generate it without the use of, you know, diesel or nuclear power or something like that. And it turns out that there's loads of ways of doing it. And it turns out that I discovered one of them myself. And that was an interesting thing to discover when I was 14. So I'm finding that all of the things that I'm interested in are the... there's a group of us, and everybody's got their own different flavors, but there's certain groupings of certain like areas of interest. So you've got people who are interested in some layer of geekology, and then there's some other layer of nerdology over there. But it turns out that all of these geeks and nerds are really, really necessary in order to understand what the powers that be have done to us and how we can reprogram. Everybody's got a part to play in this whole thing. So I think that's one of the lovely things, is that eventually we'll get to recognize people's different qualities, as in astrology or as in using the rays and understanding the rays, because really the rays is understanding. It's like, ah, that's why, and it's not trying to determine or manipulate. It's just, this is just why. So every time a philosophy goes out there, you know, somebody grabs it and starts hitting people over the head with it, you know, ah, you stupid little Mars in Aries person, calm down, sort of thing. So
yes.
In order to fix this, we need to fix it with compassion, because any other expression, any other emotional expression, any emotional expression is going to tip it the other way, no matter what it is. Even if it's like, oh, I love you and all that, it's going to tip it the other way. It creates this louche. It makes louche, and compassion doesn't make louche, and therefore cannot be fed on, and therefore is not encouraged by the archons. So the more we can be compassionate with our fellow human, then the less louche that we fund the death industry with. And, you know, of course we can unfund the death industry in our own way, whatever it is. Notice, where does this come from? If I hold it in my hand, where does this come from? What is the intent behind it? Is my smartphone here to control me, or is it here to be a useful tool for me? And just get everything in your head straight. That is, this is here to help me. That is not. I don't want this. I want that. You know, all of those choices that we make. Understanding where, for instance, like I was saying, you know, I talk about unfunding the death industry by not buying meat from an industrial butcher, you know, like hamburgers and ready meals and all of that stuff. That's all made by the death industry. And so if you don't like what the death industry do, you have to stop giving them money. Literally stop giving them money. You know, stop paying taxes if you believe that taxes fund negativity. And really, really go for it. Really go for it. Do it. And don't just, oh, I wish I could do it, but I can't because I've got a mortgage. And I'll lose this, and I'll lose that, and I'll lose, you know. Sorry, Trace. I was just having a quick rant there.
No, not at all. It's a lot of how you interpret things, of how you're going to react to it. Like, if you think something's bad, it's going to react badly. For instance, you know what, I occasionally like scary movies, and every so often I need to go and kill some monsters. Now, if while I was doing said killing, I was just doing it because I enjoyed killing, if I sat here for 24 hours and didn't eat and, you know, died at the computer because I was so into it, it would not be the same as I do it and then I just kind of release my tension and have a good laugh over it. Or if I'm watching a horror movie and I howl because I pick stuff apart going, oh my God, he didn't notice that his hair is just totally different now in the scene. And because I'm aware, I try and stay aware of everything I'm doing, it doesn't hit me as badly as if I'm shocked by something or I let the emotions take me in a negative direction. It's how we steer our ship through this that's making a lot of difference for me lately.
Yeah, and again, the less... I really want to make a difference, a distinction here between emotions and feelings. Because people confuse. You know, they say, I've got a feeling of anger and things like that. Those are emotions. Anger and they're like juices. They're like liquids. They flood your body and they go away in the same way. They drain out. Whereas a feeling is more of an electrical thing. It's subtle. It's more subtle. It's more like a picture. Art is the attempt to express feeling in various different ways. Pictures are what feelings look like, particularly the abstract ones, or the Dali-esque, and music is what feelings sound like. And we often confuse the two, and one of the things is that the sensorium used to perceive feelings is also the same sensorium that feels the emotions. And when these emotions don't have anywhere to go, you have the fight emotion, but you can't fight or you're not using your muscles, then we emit it in a kind of psychic way, and that's what they call louche, particularly if we're in distress. And that's what's harvested by these weird entities, and that's how our energy is harvested by the matrix. So we see the TV, we see the buildings coming down, we see the body, all this, and we all feel that sense of horror, but at the same time a sense of helplessness. And that's Derek. That's a lovely flavor. They love that flavor. That must have fetched a very high price on the louche market. So what we as a race need to first of all understand is that this louche is being harvested, and we do need to calm ourselves down, because the more, all the kind of Alex Jonesy, heaty, shouty sort of stuff, that's fine. But it only works for a very short period of time, and then it just gets exhausting. And if somebody's awake, you don't need to shout at them. You can whisper at them. You just show them a picture. They get it. You're not a fan of the shouty stuff either. What's your feelings on how to unfund the louche industry?
Well, when we decide not to become involved with it on a personal level, it doesn't affect you so much. Kind of look at it like that's something out there, far away, and if you don't want to be part of it, don't do that. Don't buy food that's been tortured. Think about that energetically. What the heck is that doing to our system? We know, and we're feeling this and hearing about it more and more, how connected we are. I did this, well, I thought it was a cool show this week, talking about, you know, the scientists who are now starting to talk about these things, saying, you know, the first being on this planet was a water creature. And it has a name. They named it. Its name is Luca. And we still, ourselves, are exactly the same as that energy being. That we are part of Luca. We are exactly her. And we still function in the exact same way. You know, in the ocean still, they breathe in and out. It has a heartbeat. There's an incredible amount of links. So how we deal personally with each thing affects the whole. You know, there's some 7 billion of us, depending on who you're going to listen to. And think of each one of us being part of this massive brain, this massive organism. Probably if we stretch that out, the whole cosmos is part of that, just made up in little tiny pieces. So each one of us is just as important. And if you're trying to kick a habit, and I think a lot of us are, kick the habit of the terror porn, the reactionary stuff, it takes time. Look at it like quitting smoking or quitting everything. You know, you're gonna fall back. It's gonna take time to train yourself to do that, to not have that need. And I think everyone here is starting to feel that, and being aware that they're part of a whole, and we're all needed, or we wouldn't be here in this time. We're needed. We're here for a specific reason. The cosmos thought of us. The planet thought of us. Luca thought of us. And we're all still, and I know it sounds kind of Fern Gully-ish, but all connected. We really, really are. So it makes a difference what you're doing. And maybe more difference than we thought.
Interesting. So we're about 20 minutes out from the end of the show. What's your take on the spaceport for Hawaii?
I'm not understanding why they would build anything in Hawaii right now because of the radiation, unless they're doing it as an emergency measure. Because there's a lot of bases around there, and even under the ocean around there too. And I think they need a place to get out quick. It's my thought.
And Russia's Wardenclyffe?
Pardon me?
Russia built a Tesla tower.
It's been sitting there for 100 years.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? The Tesla
They forgot bit. About it. It's just been sitting there unused.
Oh, all right. So how do they switch it on?
I don't know.
Well, that will be fun, won't it, when that happens?
I think they should.
Yeah.
They're building pyramids all over Russia. You know, these scientists there are really stepping up the game of this planet. So, you know, I'm all for Russia. I'm a big fan right now.
Yeah, me too. I like Putin as well, even though he looks like Dobby. I think that was deliberate. Apparently, he was quite pissed off about that. He said something brilliant. He said that making negotiations with Obama is like trying to play chess with a chicken. It just kind of knocks over all the pieces and shits on the board. So that's your president's, well, not your president's, but the resident of the White House. Did you hear? Oh, what? Me and Sean have been going on about this. Michelle Obama's a guy. they caught Joan Rivers in the street as she was going into her place, and they said, do you think one day there'll be a gay president? And she says, well, there already is one. And they say, what? They say, what? There already is a gay president, and his wife is a tranny. A what? A transgender? Didn't you know? Everybody knows that. And then she walks off. You heard that one?
I did.
So, always very interesting. It's like, you know, you're a bit at the head at the time when this, but it is, I think, again, this is disclosure. You know, the disclosure is that you've been, it's a complete pantomime that we've been exposed to. We're all going, and you know, and it's a pantomime. It is literally like a pantomime, and, well, no, it literally is a pantomime because they're knowingly acting. And, you know, he's acting as the president, and she's acting as, well, he's acting as a first lady. Oh, well, yeah, what do you call it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's something we talked about on one of my shows, oh, geez, a couple years ago. People were like, oh, Tracy, you're just being silly. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to show you these pictures, though, and you tell me that's not the same person. And I'll find it for you guys to look at again, because I've got pictures of him when he was a him. But, you know, I don't care. I wouldn't care if there was a friggin' gorilla in a ballet suit running the country, if they were actually running the country. But these people don't run anything. They do what they're told. They march in line, and that's it. And they get to take the fall after. They're not in charge of anything. They haven't ever been. And I'll be glad when that delusion slips away from people's faces.
Exactly. This is part of the great illusion. This is part. Maybe this is what disclosure is about, to remove. Well, I'm just thinking back to the big story, the plan of the Elders of Zion, or whatever they say they were, and whatever hoax it might be, it seems to still be playing out as it was written. Is that in reality there is only the corporation, and there is nothing that we can do about it, and that that the whole thing about being able to vote for things is just a show, and that there is no real public influence, and that it's just run by oligarchs and plutarchs and people running it from the back, and as we see, it all comes back from Satan. So again, what the only reason that it's there is because we allow it to be there, and by allow, we give energy to it. So, like I say, if you want something to go away, you have to stop giving it food. Like the two wolves in that Native Indian story, you just don't feed the bad wolf and you feed the good wolf. Bad wolf, Doctor Who. Yeah. Anyway, that we are looking at ways to unfund. Again, we take it back to unfunding the loose industry, which is the thing that creates fear in us. So the less. And that's where I was getting to. That reminded me. Yeah. Because when we talk about people, and in your own personal lives, people that you might know have drama. You know, oh, my big thing, this is... And, you know, if you were to sort of take a deep breath and calmly see, you can see that that person has created this drama from their own... need to draw attention to themselves. And drawing attention to yourself is essentially extracting loosh. It's the same thing, same process, just on a small scale. So we need to basically unfund those people who are continually create drama in our lives. And you'll find your life is a lot happier after that. What do you think?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do. You know, people are so used to running from one thing to another, running and having not really paying attention much to what they're doing. You know, this whole society has been built on everything being disposable. That's why everything breaks down. As soon as you got it paid, it's built to break down. People are treating relationships like that and people and thinking that they're going to find something better or something different. If you want something better or different, you got to work on yourself. No one else and nothing else is going to do that for you. Not a government, not a person, not a thing. We got to start looking in and fixing this part of this great cosmos, because we are as important as any other part of it. So we need to start working on ourselves, look inside, see what you need to do for yourself, and that'll help the great whole, all of us.
So tell us a little bit more, Tracy, about this Luca creature. So when you're talking about it, the first thing I get, like, it's an enormous being, and its blood is the seawater. It is a liquid being. It is the being that is the water, and that same water courses through our veins too.
Exactly. And I started it off that I think there's an undiscovered species all over the surface of this earth, and it's like nothing else we've ever imagined. Has a heartbeat, has an immune system, which, you know, we had been told that a lot of these disasters were caused by meteor strikes, but actually, the more they're looking at it, it doesn't look like. And the first signs, you know, of intelligent life, we're looking in the stars, but I think we're looking in the wrong direction. It is a water-based being that communicated. And water is so important to us, and you and I have been talking about that a lot, and how we feel with water, you know, even floating on it feels good. Water has this ability to form what's called hydrogen bonds. So where a hydrogen atom in one molecule can bond to an oxygen atom in another water molecule. So looking at these things, you see these liquid H2O molecules, and you find other groups of water molecules that perform some kind of elaborate dance for itself. It's very cool. Very, very cool how it works, and it's exactly what we are. Our cells still work like that. If we lose enough water, we die. As we age, a lot of our aging process may just be we've lost water.
Well, you've seen that there's a great Facebook post that's been going around. And basically they took the photograph of a woman. She was really quite wrinkly and everything. And then just made her eat, made her drink a lot more water than she did. Just a few weeks later, she looked about 10 years younger because all the wrinkles. Basically, if you dry yourself up, you end up looking like a wrinkly bag. Yeah.
Seems yes. Legit. Yeah. And whether or not we look at this alive, water itself is still the essence of all life that we know of. Our cells, with our DNA, call that home, along with over 1,000 unique species of bacteria. The ocean ecosystem, also mostly water, home to millions of life forms. So I'm thinking ocean and the life that calls it home collectively are a living thing. Just like we have all kinds of organs and bacteria and all kinds of different sized things in our body.
Interesting.
I think it's the universal ancestor here, Luca.
Luca.
And they call it the last universal common ancestor, Luca.
Our last universal common... Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that we are droplets. Schlepping, you know, imagine the stars and all these round objects, they're like droplets in space. And we're traveling around, and each on the surface of each droplet, gets, the surface hardens and solidifies and becomes like a planet, da da da. But essentially, they are droplets, and in the droplet is a water content and, earth and minerals and all that sort of content. And that is enough for a living being to occupy. So that's pretty good as something to live in, like a body, a skin suit. And then that ocean is then fragmented zillions of times to become life, creatures, including us. But then it scales back up again. And so we see that the galaxy has got a certain amount of water content. And I believe that the water content is its consciousness.
I think so. I think it's life.
Yeah. Well, that's that then. The universe is alive. We're part of the consciousness, and it's transmitted through the water, which is our life, which is the lifeblood of God. And every piece of food that we eat has water in it, so it's all got God in it. So be respectful for food. It's so easy to curse and bless food because it has got water in it. We know the Emoto story. Masaru Emoto froze pieces of water that had labels on them that had been absorbing the energy of like love and hate and orchestra and all that stuff. But banana, pelican, and the snowflake that was the result of the freezing of that water would come out ordered or chaotic according to the emotion that was expressed through the water. So we know that emotion and water are linked, so therefore a water body, hey, maybe the earth is feeling emotions and we're feeling them.
I think the earth is. I think it is. Because they're still giving it that 3.5 billion years ago where they say life started and life was Luca, and they said life arrived here in droplets. So it goes back to our stories of the waters falling here and then another water falling here, and that one was male because there was no maleness as they found it for most of this life. But it was the second water droplet that came, changed it. So, yeah, I think Luca is our representation of God, and our cells are still Luca, and the water we drink is still Luca, no matter how many times it's been diluted. So if we look at the water we take into our body as this is a sacrament, this is part of the great thing that gave us all life. This is our common ancestor on this planet. Everything has Luca. So if we look at that, if you want to worship something, this is our ancestor. This is mother. This is father. This is it. This water is. So we need to pay attention to that. And I've been really digging it. On B's show, she's reading some of Dr. Emoto's work, and it just fits right in. It's been a big topic for me lately because I've been really being aware of that. And I had heard a show a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And they were, it was one of those science-y, nerdy shows that I love. and they were talking about biology and how life started and water, and so you need a glass of water that's from the ocean, and we think the ocean is one conscious being. And that made me feel actually really good. It made me feel really good because we're still contained that.
Boom, that's the one. So, water is not only essential for life, it is life itself. And we think that we're drinking to sustain life. That's why we can't live without water. It's because living is water.
Living is water and the connection to everything else.
And so presumably telepathy works because we all contain water. We just have to vibrate on the water frequency. And that's why you can use water as a transdimensional portal. That's interesting. So I'm just having all these thoughts. I'm just having thoughts aloud.
Said, why is water always used in, like, stargates and stuff? It's, again, trying to tell us something, because that is life. That's the only way we can communicate to each other. I think we signal each other's water, even our names. Jay, and you and I have talked about this. Our names, if, you know, I call myself Tracy or whatever I call myself, that's not really my name. And it's not really what you're responding to or people responding to me. They're responding to my organs who are sending out a signal with my water to their water. That's my name. That's always going to change, too. You can't pronounce it, but you feel it.
And there is a sign of your nature. That
yes.
Which I recognize you by, and that's your signature. And you have, we all have signatures, you know, on all levels. If you took a piece of hair, you'd be able to identify me. It has my signature on it. If you took a sample of my voice, it would have my signature in it, etc. We show
yes,
signs
your
of nature.
Your signature will always be different. Always be a little different. Always.
Yeah, because of the moment.
Yes.
So, water and moments is what life is all about. Tracy Kennedy, TurtleIslandNews.info, TurtleIslandNewsRadio.com, yeah?
TurtleIslandNews.info.
One day, TurtleIslandNewsRadio.com?
TurtleIslandNews.info.
One day, though. One day.
One day.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you, everybody.
This has been Ever Beyond. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a safe week. Have a conscious week. Do one thing. You know, if you do it one thing a week, you'll recognize it'll be an irritation to you. You just have to realize that by releasing that irritation, you'll only benefit. It won't cost. It may appear to cost. That's what fear does. But once you realize that it's only fear that's implying that there's a cost, drop it. Nothing will happen. God bless you all. May your waters enjoy flowing through your body. Good night, everybody. This has been Ever Beyond. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyondradio.com. Greetings, Wolf Spirit.